excited about an opportunity now to play another team that's kind of disappointed where they are right now, but has a lot of good players. We know we got to play great football to beat them.
It appears that your rush defense is very good. Could you talk about the strength of your defense?
Well, I mean, we, you know, play defense anywhere. You have to play, have all 11 guys playing off the, you know, playing on the same page. And our guys have played a little better lately. We have to continue to stay gap sound and do a good job of tackling, and that's how you play good defense.
Going into this weekend, you have obviously a short week, but you're also looking at a quarterback that you do not have a lot of film to look at. Does that make this week even more difficult?
A lot of film to look at, pardon me?
I say you don't have a lot of film of Nick Foles.
Well, he's played the last three or four games, and that's, you know, what you need. You know, that's a guy I looked at coming out of Arizona, and so spent some time, did some work on him myself. So, you know, we know what kind of prospect he was coming out last year in the draft. And, you know, the things that they do in their offense, obviously they're going to flip some things over from, instead of being more left-handed dominated with Michael, they're going to come back and be a little bit more right-hand dominated with him as their quarterback now. And, you know, we got to go defend the offense. We're not defending one player. We're going to defend the offense. And they've got some good skill players, and we've got to do a great job of defending them.
Coach, coming off a loss like the one Sunday, does having a short week sort of make it easier to get the guys to focus, or do you find it to be a little bit more challenging in that respect?
Well, it's where we are in the season, it's easy for our guys to get focused. We've been playing it one game at a time, as though each game has been a playoff game for us over the last 5-6 weeks. So we know how important each one of these games are for us, and we got a little bit of a reprieve last week, so we have to, you know, we got to go strike and do a great job this week in playing the Eagles.
Hey, if I could ask you about Devin Still, he's a local guy for us. I noticed like he's been on the inactive the last few weeks and everything. Just kind of, if you can talk about his progression this season, what you've seen from him.
Devin has had a, you know, he had a great camp for us, and kind of overcame a little bit of a back issue in training camp, and got an opportunity as we were starting the season to play quite a bit for us, and as a young player, and he hasn't had an opportunity to suit up lately, but we think he's an, I believe he's an outstanding prospect, and he's going to have a great career in the NFL, and we have some depth with our defensive linemen, and right now he just hasn't had the opportunity lately to be able for me to get him suited up in the 46-man roster, but I think he's going to have a great career. He practices great, and if he's like the rest of our picks this year, which I know he is, he's going to do just fine every time he gets a chance.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you guys have a lot of depth on the defensive line and everything. If you can just kind of talk about that in general, I guess.
Well, we really feel, you know, we've got some young guys, some athletic guys, and they've done a great job with Michael Johnson and Dunlop, Geno Atkins, Pecco, and Robert Gathers are kind of the older guys, but still very young. They've played a lot of football here for us. And then we, you know, we picked up Gilberry this year, who's come in and done a great job in, within our rotation. We get Pat Sims, we bring him off PUP, and he's given us a real lift since he's come off PUP. So, and then we have the two young guys, Brandon, Devin Still and Brandon Thompson. So we've got some depth at that position, and it's kind of what we've really tried to focus on all the time is I think you got to have guys that are great rushers up front and cover guys in the back end in order to play defense here in the NFL.
Marvin, obviously a lot of the faces, the players have changed from the last time you played the Eagles. But
Everyone has changed, but I think two, so three.
But, I mean, how weird was that last game, ending in a tie and all those circumstances? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it wasn't weird for us at all. We were well aware of the situation. But, it's, you know, but it is what it is. And yeah, I think that we have three guys left here, I would imagine. Pecco, Whitworth, and Gathers, maybe Leon Hall, that were on that team last time we played.
That was kind of a surreal afternoon, wasn't it? That two teams really didn't move the ball well. And
well, you know, sometimes that happens. And, you know, I don't remember back to the real specifics of the game other than it ended in a tie.
Marvin, what one other thing, too. I mean, and this is going back, but I'm sure you'll remember this. I mean, if this occurred and stuff. But you interviewed, didn't you interview for the Eagles defensive coordinator job at one point for Andy?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I spent It's been a, you know, Andy and I have been very good friends for a long time, and really respect him, and he's done a great job there. And when Andy was, the Saturday that Andy was getting the job, you know, we had an opportunity to visit a couple of times about the position.
How close was that? I mean,
it was very close, but you know, at that point, I don't know, Mr. Modell just kind of, you know, offered an opportunity in Ozzy for me to stay put in Baltimore and not have to move my family. And you know, the obviously having the opportunity to come over to Philly and spend time with Mr. Lurie and Andy and, you know, and hear, you know, their vision of where things were headed was great. But I don't know, I just probably made more of a family decision at that point to stay put and not move. But it was very difficult. You know, I was very appreciative of the opportunity, and you know, I, you know, and obviously it's done great things, and you know, and Jim Johnson was hired and never looked back, so it all worked out.
Marvin, just along those lines, Jay Gruden, he's probably going to be one of the hot coaching candidates. How do you kind of roll with that, you know, as the season continues? And
well, he's, you know, he's very deserving. He's done a tremendous job. And, you know, John and I coached together at Pitt, and John recommended Jay to me. And it's just been very enjoyable. It's enabled, you know, I've been able to get back more involved with the defense. I understand everything we're doing on offense thoroughly, and he has a great vision for the offense. Everything unfolds through the quarterback, and it's really, really what I was looking for, and it's just been a great addition to our staff. And, you know, when you hire one, wanting to hiring a new offensive coordinator, though, he doesn't realize that, you know, you're going to let go the top two receivers from the year before and your quarterback. And so he had to start from scratch, and it was great. And we were very fortunate to bring over James Urban from the Eagles. And James has been tremendous on our staff in helping getting our offense off the ground, and coaches our wide receivers. So has done a great job with our young group of receivers there. So, you know, so the two additions to the staff there on offense have been tremendous.
Coach, speaking of offense, obviously last season you brought in two pretty high-profile rookies in Dalton and A.J. Green. Can you talk a little bit about their development going into year two, and at what point maybe you felt like they were sort of franchise cornerstones?
Well, I mean, I think really we obviously kind of felt that way through the midpoint of the season last year. And as far as their futures, and A.J., from the very first day he stepped on the practice field was last year, obviously wasn't until training camp. We just knew he would be a tremendous player. You know, because the seat was open, we probably, one of the maybe best decisions I ever made was to never muddy the waters with Andy. And we basically installed Andy as the starting quarterback right from the start. And, you know, and he's taken it and run with it, and told him, as I've told all the other quarterbacks, it's your ball, take care of it. And he's done a great job of that. But as we spent the time and the research on both of these guys, we felt like they could come in and be very guys that could come in as rookies and play, and it wouldn't get too big for them. And we really felt like that they could make an impact right away as young players, and both of them have done that.
What is key in your mind to developing a young quarterback, you know, starting a rookie?
Protecting him, I really believe. You know, I think as I've coached defense, and now, you know, being in the NFL now, going on, you know, 20-some years, 21, I guess, I think the biggest thing a young quarterback needs is protection. He needs the strength of the running game around him, and a team that will play good defense on the other side of the ball for him. So that he's not, you know, kind of thrown to the wolves too often, too early.
Hey, Marvin, Jermaine Gresham, the way he's been playing this year, how would you evaluate that, and also his health at this point?
Jermaine is fine physically. He has really kind of grown into his own, and the weapon, the blocker, the receiving threat that we hoped he would be. He's become one of the leaders on the team as far as how to work and prepare, and it's been great to see him take these steps forward. It was a, he had a he was had an unbelievable honor last year, having the opportunity to go play in the Pro Bowl, and I think him getting that honor and getting that recognition and having the opportunity to be around those other players really was helped springboard him into this year, and so that's been helpful to our young guys with AJ, Andy, and Geno Atkins. So you know, and that's what I instructed those guys. You go over there and you just suck the knowledge out of everybody else over there and come back here and share it with your teammates and our team and help us get better.